Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Elevate Rapid City is a new and innovative approach to economic development for Rapid City and the Black Hills. Tom Johnson is Executive Director, and he joins us today from SDPB's Black Hills Surgical Hospital Studio in Rapid City. Tom, thanks for being here. We appreciate your time.
Good afternoon. I'm excited to be here.
So you're just getting started on this job. Tell us a little bit about where you come from and why you wanted to say yes to this particular opportunity.
You're right. It is my second day on the job. As to why I was excited about this opportunity, there's just something magical about the Black Hills area. As a kid, when I visited, it was just mystical, magical, and I wanted to get back at some point. So I was excited to get back. The opportunities in the Black Hills and Rapid City, I think they're immense. There's a lot of potential for growth and really elevating the entire community. You look at what the community leadership has invested in, you know, air service and the civic center and hospital and healthcare and infrastructure and the roads. You know, Rapid City is poised to grow, and the name Elevate, I think, is, you know, it's a metaphor for elevating the entire community, not just one segment or one group of people over the rest. Really are focused on trying to elevate the entire Black Hills for the entire region.
Tell us a little bit about the partnership and the collaboration that Elevate Rapid City is.
You know, it is really innovative nationally. There aren't a lot of groups nationally that have integrated and merged the efforts of their Chamber of Commerce, their Economic Development Group, their Development Authority, and their Innovation Center, along with the foundation. So it's actually being looked at by a lot of groups nationally as a model. So it's exciting to go through this process and really try to merge the philosophies and staff and budgets into one. I'm just excited to have that opportunity. I think my experience has prepared me well for it.
And what did you learn even before you came here about some of those early conversations, as you know, people did surveys and listened, you know, to, you know, anonymous comments and public comments about what people wanted as far as collaboration without duplication of efforts. You know, what do you kind of know about what the expectation is for Elevate Rapid City?
Well, the expectations are quite high. I did learn that early on. I think there is an expectation that this group does elevate the entire region. I do like to say that I can't control the economy. I can't control interest rates or where the price of oil is going to be next month, but I will get in, roll up my sleeves, and work harder than anybody else. No one is going to outwork me in this job. We have a talented group of professionals on staff already. What the community's already done, and some of the leadership with the city and the county and the state. So I'm going to build on that foundation. I'm going to really roll up my sleeves. And you know, I grew up in Wyoming. I'm a Wyoming guy. I grew up in Central Wyoming, and I don't know anything but hard work. My father gets up in the morning at 3 a.m. every day. Still, he's about 65, and he drives a truck all day long. Gets back at about 5 o'clock, and then he goes to sleep because he's that tired. And so that's the kind of work ethic that I've seen, and that's the kind of work ethic I'm going to bring to this job.
One of the challenges or even criticisms you hear often about the Rapid City economy is its focus on tourism and what that means for people who are living and working in that economy. Talk a little bit about diversifying and kind of bringing in a broader base of industry and business to sort of make it less one-dimensional.
You know, you're right. It is definitely a tourism-based economy. Although I would say the healthcare sector has been growing, and it's also a regional retail center as well. Really, we know two things: that the selling of low taxes and low you know, cost of doing business isn't really how you sell companies and workers of the future. We know that quality of life matters. And so if you think about why tourists come here in the first place, they're getting some of that quality of life. And so I think what we do is have to recognize that we can leverage that quality of life, that often tourism is the front door, and everything begins with a visit, as Julie Jensen likes to say, with Visit Rapid City. And so we just have to leverage those relationships and social networks. There are a lot of people that have visited South Dakota or the Rapid City area or the Black Hills who have gone to school here that are other places. They would like the opportunity to come back. So if we approach it from a relationship standpoint and we approach folks that have seen this place and been here and want to be here, it's a lot easier to sell this area and grow this economy than if we just lead by saying, hey, come come to Rapid City or South Dakota because we have low taxes. That's just, it's more complex than simply that message.
You mentioned elevating an entire community, and you talked about the magic and, you know, mystical sort of feeling that you got as a child coming here. And it seems that we need to talk about the Lakota people and the land that this was, and the people who have had a relationship with the land the longest, because some people would say, you know, the right word is sacred. So tell me a little bit about economic growth and poising for growth, but also partnerships with tribal communities.
By the way, that's a great observation. And I think some of my experiences in Wyoming in my last job at Colorado State University, where I worked on community engagement, where I was able to work really with indigenous peoples on things like the bison reintroduction on the Wind River Indian Reservation, I think has prepared me for some of those conversations. Obviously, the history is scarred with some of what you've mentioned. I think what we've got to do is recognize that elevate is a verb, so we've got to take action and recognize that we have to elevate the entire area for all peoples and all cultures, and that means a respect, a reverence for those indigenous peoples, but also reaching out, and not just once or twice and with lip service. Keep showing up over and over, trying to give that message of inclusivity and diversity, and just keep showing up. You can't build trust by showing up once and saying, hey, I'm here with Elevate and we want to help. You have to have a real dialogue, keep showing up, take their perspective, and work through some of the issues through dialogue that's important to them. So, like I said, I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to keep showing up and keep showing up and keep showing up until I can build those relationships and trust that will allow us to go where we want to go. You can only get so far that trust will allow, and that includes the relationship that we'll have with all cultures and peoples of the area.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on SDPB Radio. Tom Johnson is my guest. He's the new executive director of Elevate Rapid City. And Tom, let's talk a little bit about workforce development, because that's another very common, common conversation on this show, especially when we talk about statewide challenges. How does Elevate Rapid City fit into that conversation about an emerging workforce or, you know, skill development or even attracting new people to a community?
Well, that is a very, complex question. That's almost like, you know, how do we build the economy when it has so many different parts? But, you know, from the workforce perspective, I would go back to relationships. We know that South Dakota has exported many, many of its talented workforce. We have, through the use of data, we can access lists of folks that have left the area, that have gone to school here, that grew up here, and we can encourage them to come back. So I think the old way of just saying, hey, come to Rapid City, we'll provide workforce training dollars, it's just not good enough. We've got to find those workers, especially in a time of really low unemployment. We have to provide that training, provide those funds for training, but also look to relationships outside to recruit those workers here. So, for example, if you have a nursing shortage, you can use data to find out where are there supplies of nurses that also coincide with where your alumni and folks that have grown up here are, and you can reach out to those folks. So we're gonna use data to inform some of the decisions we're making around workforce. But the workforce equation is just as complex as the economic development equation, and it takes a long view, and it requires a lot of relationship building, and then also just not to get too intoxicated with the idea that you need to bring 500 jobs all at once, because you can't absorb that kind of workforce.
Makes a nice headline,
yeah. Get your picture in the paper, right. And the governor signs a proclamation, maybe, but yeah. it doesn't really develop the economy as in a more organic, holistic way. So those 10, 15, 20-person companies, or there's even 5 or 2-person expansions. They're not going to get the press, but they're going to mean a lot to those businesses, certainly, especially those businesses that are maybe native-owned. But also, just for the larger economy, they're gonna add up, and you have to focus on that as well. It's not just about recruiting; it's about entrepreneurship, existing business, community development, workforce, and leadership as well.
Tom Johnson, we look forward to many more conversations. He's President, CEO, Executive Director of Elevate Rapid City. Tom, thanks for your time. We look forward to visiting with you in the future.
Thanks for your time, and I look forward to speaking in the future.